Hello and welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn the Monroe Ableton Live 12 Think Break Switch Up Blueprint with an automation-first workflow focused on drum and bass vocals. I'll walk you through preparing a clean vocal chain, building a vocoded switch-up texture with a separate carrier, creating an automation-first vocal rack with mapped macros, and drawing arrangement automation so the switch-up performs reliably in a think break moment. Lesson overview first. The goal is to set up a modulator vocal, a wavy-able carrier, and a vocoder, then group effects into a rack with clear macros. You'll draw automation lanes first and map effect parameters to those macros, so a single automation lane controls a complex sonic change. We use stock Live 12 devices and keep intelligibility front and center. Let's get started. A. Prepare your project and vocal set the tempo for drum and bass, around 170 to 175 BPM. Create an audio track and import your dry vocal take. Rename it Vox Lead. In clip view, set warp, correct timing, and trim silence. Comp takes if you need to. Insert devices left to right. Utility use minus 3 dB if needed. EQ8 with a high pass at roughly 80 to 120 Hz. A light compressor. Try a 3:1 ratio, then a deesser. If you don't have a dedicated deesser, use a narrow EQ dip with compression or a gate for sibilance. Add a saturator for a gentle presence boost. Tidy the vocal by cutting muddiness around 200 to 400 Hz and boosting presence around 3 to 5 kHz. This cleaned vocal will be the vocoder's modulator. Keep it intelligible. B. Create the carrier on a separate MIDI track. Create a MIDI track and load Wavedable or an equivalent stock synth. Program a sustained MIDI note, C2 or C3 depending on the vocalist, that lasts for the switch-up region. Use two saws lightly detuned or a band-limited tone, and set the amp envelope for a steady sustain. Add an auto filter low pass on the carrier and keep the cutoff fairly low, between about 800 and 2000 Hz, so the carrier doesn't mask intelligibility. Rename the track carrier Wavedable. C. Add and configure the Ableton vocoder on the vocal track on Vox Lead. After your cleaning chain, insert Live's vocoder device. Set bands to around 24 for good clarity. Route the vocoder's carrier to sidechain / external, and select carrier Wavedable as the input. Use a low attack, roughly 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a short release, say 50 to 120 milliseconds, to keep consonants clear. Start with a vocoder dry / wet at 0%. We'll control this from automation. D. Build an automation first vocal rack. Group the vocal effects into an audio effect rack. Create macros that will drive the switch up. Macro 1. Vocoder dry / wet. Macro 2. Carrier filter cutoff. Map the Wavedable auto filter cutoff. Macro 3. Vocal low pass cutoff. Add an auto filter before the vocoder and map it. Macro 4. Stutter or gate mount. Map beat, repeat, or gate parameters. Macro 5. Reverb send level. Optional macro 6. Pitch or frequency shifter amount. Label each macro clearly so you know what controls the morph. Set sensible min and max mapping ranges rather than full 0-127. That keeps the result musical and prevents extremes that destroy intelligibility. E. Implement stutter and pitch devices inside the rack after the vocoder. Add beat repeat and set starting grid like 1/16 or 1/32. Map its interval or grid and its gate controls to your stutter macro. Alternatively, route a gate with Live's LFO modulating threshold for rhythmic chopping. Add a frequency shifter or pitch device and map its shift to your pitch macro for tonal color. You can keep a single chain and morph it with macros, or use a chain selector if you want instant switching. But for this lesson, we focus on automation-first macros. F. Automation-first. Plan and draw automation switch to arrangement view. Create an automation lane for macro 1, the vocoder dry / wet, and draw a ramp that takes it from 0% up to your switch level, maybe 60 to 100%, over the start of the think break region, typically 4 to 8 bars. Add automation lanes for carrier cutoff to open a bit during the switch, for the vocal low pass to darken the voice, for stutter to increase, for reverb send to grow the space, and for pitch to add small semitone motion if you want. Because each macro maps to multiple devices, one lane can control many parameters at once. That's the power of an automation-first workflow. G. Fine-tune intelligibility and blending in context. Keep some parallel dry signal. Either duplicate the vocal track for a dry layer or avoid automating vocoder to 100% wet so some dry bleed remains. EQ before the vocoder to emphasize intelligibility. A light boost around 2.5 to 4 kHz helps consonants. If the vocoded result becomes muddled, reduce carrier highs by lowering the Wavedable filter cutoff, or increase vocoder band count. Use send return reverb and delay, and automate send levels via the macro so the switch gains space without smearing consonants. H. Test and iterate. Play the arrangement where your automation ramps in and make sure the vocoder dry/wet timing matches the drum break movement. Adjust vocoder attack/release and band count if consonants smear. Faster attack and more bands usually help clarity. Tweak beat repeat grid and gate timing so chops sit rhythmically with the break. If the switch-up lacks presence, raise the macro-controlled utility gain or compress the switch-up with glue compressor and map makeup gain to a macro. Common mistakes to avoid: don't automate many individual device parameters instead of using grouped macros. That's hard to manage. Avoid a 100% wet vocoder with no dry bleed. Lyrics often become unintelligible. If the carrier is too bright or buzzy, it will mask speech, so low pass it. Heavy reverb without pre-delay or EQ tails will smear consonants. Make sure the carrier track is actually playing during the switch. And create your rack and macros before drawing automation to avoid mapping glitches. Pro tips and practical best practices: sketch an automation skeleton first to hear the idea early. Use a short, filtered noise layer as a secondary carrier for grit. For live performance, chain selector can jump between clean and switch chains. Use transient emphasis pre-vocoder to keep consonants punchy. Set macro mapping ranges thoughtfully. For example, cap vocoder dry/wet at 85% so you always retain clarity. Freeze or resample heavy tracks when CPU becomes an issue. Mini practice exercise in a new live set: import a 16-bar vocal phrase. Add a wavitable carrier with a sustained note. Place vocoder on the vocal and sidechain it to the carrier. Build an audio effect rack and map at least 3 macros: vocoder dry/wet, carrier cutoff, stutter amount. In arrangement, between bars 9 and 16 draw automation. Vocoder dry/wet ramp from 0 to 70% over 1 bar, open carrier cutoff slightly, and raise stutter for bars 10 to 12. Play and refine attack/release and carrier filter until the lyrics remain slightly audible. This should take 20 to 40 minutes. Recap: you follow the Monroe Ableton Live 12 Think Break Switch Up blueprint with an automation first workflow. Prepare a vocal modulator, build a band limited wavitable carrier, configure the vocoder, create an automation first rack with mapped macros, and automate those macros in arrangement so one lane controls a complex change. Key takeaways: plan automation first, protect consonants and attack for clarity, manage carrier brightness and map multiple parameters to macros to make the switch repeatable and easy to tweak. Quick mindset wrap: automation first means block the movement before you dial every parameter. For think breaks, prioritize clarity over lushness. Always ask, can I still understand the lyric? If the answer is no, back off the wetness. Adjust carrier filtering, or add dry bleed. That's the lesson. Go draw your automation skeleton, set up the carrier, and build a repeatable, musical switch-up that sits cleanly in your DNB mix.